Thank you all for joining us today. I hope you all can hear me. My name is Kendra Barkoff Lammy. I am at SKDK. For those of us, for those of you who have not had the chance to work with us yet, welcome. We're joined today by Ms. Grant's attorney, Ann Callis. She's going to give an overview of the case and where it currently stands, make some brief remarks, and then we're going to open it up for questions for people to answer. Just wanted to go over some ground rules real fast at the top. This is an on-the-record call, so folks may record it and use it for their distribution. When we turn it over for the Q&A portion of the call, we'd like folks to introduce their name and their publication before they ask their question. We're asking everybody to please stick with one question per person, as there are a lot of interested people on here. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Anne.
Thanks, Kendra. Before we dive into Janelle's case, I'd like to share a little bit about who Janelle is. Janelle Grant is a survivor of incomprehensible abuse, sexual assault, and human trafficking at the hands of Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE. It takes immense strength to speak out against Goliath, and she has courageously come forward, not just to address her own suffering, but also to act for those who are afraid to speak out. She is also a human being. She is smart, kind, and compassionate. But because of the extreme cruelty, degradation, exploitation, and violence she was subjected to on a near daily basis for more than 2 years, she now suffers from severe post-traumatic stress disorder, suicidal ideation, and the inability to leave her home for weeks at a time. Janelle's story is an important one, and we hope Netflix docuseries does it justice. Her experience is an integral to an accurate and full retelling of the story of the WWE and Mr. McMahon. While Janelle didn't participate in the Netflix docuseries, we hope it shines a light on the abhorrent actions of McMahon, frequently on WWE property, and it portrays the realities of his abusive and exploitative behavior. Many of the stories in the last few months have not portrayed her in the way she deserves to be portrayed as a survivor of human trafficking and sexual abuse. To that end, we've recently brought on additional firepower through Kendra and her team at SKDK to help support and raise awareness of Janelle's case. Kendra has worked with many survivors, including those abused by Weinstein, Epstein, the Washington Commanders, and Marilyn Manson, among others. We are thrilled to have her team on board. Through our lawsuit, we seek to hold all wrongful parties accountable: McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and the WWE, and expedite legal proceedings as quickly as possible. All right. With that, questions.
We will turn it over to some questions. Again, if you have a question, please feel free to either share it in the chat or we will call on you individually once you raise your hand with your name and your publication.
Brandon Thurston, I'm going to unmute you now.
Brandon, at the time, we do and did anticipate other victims coming forward. We were, of course, receiving an influx of calls. Right now, with the status of what is going on with the non-public investigation, criminal investigation, we have not spoken to any current victims of Vince McMahon's sexual abuse at the WWE.
But I just want to add, I think this does speak to the point that Janelle would like the proceedings to move as quickly as possible, so that all of these things can come to light.
And, we do have every reason to believe that Janelle was not the only woman who was a subject to McMahon's abuse. The media has reported that McMahon agreed to pay out over $12 million to four women, all formerly affiliated with the WWE in the last 16 years, to, quote, suppress allegations of sexual misconduct and infidelity. This is a clear pattern of predatorial behavior.
Great. Next question.
Thank you. Moving along. Brian, I'm going to unmute you now.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much again for your time. This is Brian Zillum with PW Torch. I just wanted to ask specifically, you did mention the Vince McMahon documentary does drop next week. Were you guys given an opportunity to view the documentary ahead of time? And do you feel like the documentary will provide a fair compliment to Janelle Grant?
We, Brian, we have not seen the documentary. Janelle deserves the opportunity to tell her full story, not be a part of someone else's. She will get her day in court and McMahon will be held accountable. As we said, in fact, she would like to expedite all proceedings as quickly as possible. And Janelle has the right to tell her story in her own way at the right time.
Thank you. Next question.
Chris from The Athletic, I'm going to unmute you now.
Chris Vanini from The Athletic. And just to, I guess, follow up on the specifics of that, was Janelle asked to be a part of this documentary or no?
She does deserve to tell, given the opportunity to tell her full story, again, not to be a part of someone else's.
Okay. And the federal investigation that has kind of put this at a pause for the moment. You mentioned you want that to continue. You want that to expedite as quickly as possible. In the meantime, is anything moving or happening with the lawsuit itself that you have filed?
Well, we filed a state court action against the Dr. Kolker. That was in Connecticut state court. It is a pre-suit discovery action because as it says in our pleading, it's called a bill of discovery. And upon our information and belief, Vince McMahon sent Janelle to Dr. Kolker. She was treated there, and I say treated with quotes. So right now we are trying to get all of the communications between Vince McMahon and this Dr. Kolker. You could see that pleading in state court. But Janelle was being treated with IVs. She didn't know what were in the IVs. She was given pills. She didn't know what was in the pills, the contents of those. So that is an action that is continuing. McMahon tried to stay our action. He tried to get the federal judge to reach out to the state court and shut it down. And the federal judge refused to do so and denied Mr. McMahon's motion.
Thank you.
Next question.
Steven, unmuting you now. Steven, are you there?
You're still muted. If you can unmute yourself.
Well, can you guys hear me now?
Now we can.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My apologies. Steven Milhausen here from Sports Illustrated. Thank you guys for taking time out today. And just to kind of... And you've said a couple of times about wanting Janelle to, tell her story about her document in the future, whether it's a documentary in the court or whatever you guys choose to do going down the line. Was it when you guys were approached by Netflix, was it a decision not to do it based on you didn't feel that Netflix would accurately portray the story and kind of cherry pick what she would say?
Well, we just still, again, we think Janelle deserves the opportunity to tell her full story.
Great. Next question.
Jordan Mendoza, unmuting you.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hello, this is Jordan Mendoza with USA Today Sports. I wanted to ask, has Janelle or anyone on her team heard from WWE at all since the lawsuit was revealed, whether it's from the people that are in WWE right now or people that were formerly employed by WWE?
There was some initial outreach right after the lawsuit was filed, very brief, and we have really not heard anything since then and communicated with them since then.
Got it. Thank you.
Next question.
Paul, unmuting you now.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Schott from Hearst, Connecticut Media, and a question for Ms. Callis. Ms. Callis, you had announced in late May that Ms. Grant had agreed to stay her case, an announcement that appeared to be in connection with a related investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. And assuming that that investigation by the USAO for the Southern District of Mr. McMahon is proceeding, can you provide an update on how that investigation is affecting Ms. Grant's complaint? And is the complaint still stayed or is it moving ahead?
Yes, at the request of the federal government, we did agree to stay the litigation. I have no awareness or comment on exactly what the federal government is doing at this time. We would like the charges, if any, be brought expeditiously so she may resume her civil suit.
So as of right now, the complaint is still stayed.
Yes, it's stayed for they received a 6 month and that ends in December.
Okay. A 6 month stay that runs until
December.
December.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
And to clarify, it is the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York that is leading that aforementioned investigation.
Yes, you can read that on the minute record.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Next question.
Lee, I'm unmuting you now.
Lee Cole, can you unmute yourself? Think you're still muted.
Can you hear me now?
Now we
Yes.
can. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to ask you a question about
I'm sorry,
when
who
I
are you
used,
with?
I'm sorry, Wrestling with the Devil. And my brother Tom was a victim of the WWE.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What I like to ask is one of the biggest things when I do shows is people will say to me, "Well, why did she come back? Why did she come back each time that she was abused?" And I try to explain to them what a victim goes through. Would you like to tell us what Janelle would how Janelle would answer that and what how you would answer that? So people can hear what the response is on that.
Well, Janelle experienced and continues to experience severe psychological distress. She was specifically targeted by McMahon. And abuse, as we know, abuse and coercion are never simple. She didn't have an option to walk away. She was coerced, human trafficked, and made to feel like she had no choice but remain silent in order to survive. WWE employees let Janelle know that they were aware of her relationship with the man, but offered Grant his hostility instead of support.
Thank you.
Thank you for the question. It's an important one. Next question.
Moving along, Josephine, could you unmute yourself, please?
Yes, did I do it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Josephine Reisman with Simon and Schuster. In
Yeah, I
the
read your book. It was great.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
You're welcome.
Be that as it may, there are anonymous WWE employees in the suit. You don't name them, but there are people who knew things at WWE. Are you worried at all that this Netflix docuseries will try to exonerate or whitewash things related to current WWE employees? Thank you.
No, I think Janelle will get her day in court. And again, Janelle needs to tell her story in the right way, in her own way, at the right time.
Thank you. Next question.
Chloe, I'm unmuting you now, or I'm allowing you to unmute.
Hi, yes, how are you? So
Hi.
we've seen what the feds, in the Southern District of New York have done with Sean Diddy Combs. We see how they take their time, but when they do finally put forth an indictment, it appears to be quite strong. Are you all hearing that any sort of a grand jury has been convened? We know obviously there's always a grand jury in New York hearing evidence. Are you all, have you all heard that anybody has testified?
Yeah. The only thing we know for sure is there is an active, ongoing, non-public investigation. Criminal investigation.
But do you feel as though an indictment could be imminent?
It's possible. We're hopeful.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Next question.
BJ, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi, my name is BJ Bethel. I'm with SE Scoops. And you guys mentioned moving forward, expediting their suit. I'm guessing you're talking about the criminal investigation in New York and the sitting grand jury. I'm just wondering if you guys are frustrated with the speed that this is taking, and just how is this affecting your guys' case? I know you're stayed right now, but just
Right.
what's
Well,
going on? I mean, it just seems to be something that's going on with you guys where you're talking about this case needs expedited. I'm guessing you're just referring to the criminal case. Just what would you guys like to see happen with that?
we want, I mean, our civil case, we want that to be on track again too, because we are stayed. But no, there's no frustration with the SDNY at all. I was a judge for a long time and a criminal judge for a long time, and I know these things in state court, and I know these things state take some time. And what we'd like, we want it to be right, not fast.
All right, thank you.
Think we have time for just one more question.
Yep. Mike, I'm going to unmute you now or allow you to unmute yourself.
Thanks so much. This is Mike Rowe with The Wrap. I just wanted to know, I know that there was talk earlier about how Ms. Grant had the sort of the question of how Ms. Grant has been portrayed in the press. As we continue covering the story, I just wanted to know if you could share any information on issues that you've seen with how Ms. Grant's case has been portrayed, or what you're sort of hoping for as far as seeing Janelle Brandt continue to be covered at, as this documentary rolls out and as her case proceeds.
Well, Janelle Grant's a human being, as I've said before. She deserves justice. She deserves her day in court. That's our bottom line. She's a victim and a survivor. She is not a WWE storyline.
I just wanted to
Thanks so
add on
much.
top of that, as we have seen in the press recently with what has come out with Puff Diddy and other folks, human trafficking really does take its toll, and that is exactly what happened to Miss Grant. She was human trafficked. And so I think as people take this, as people use this as part of their reporting, I think it's really important to note the emotional trauma that she has experienced and take that as you're thinking about how you want to frame your stories and how you want to report on this in the future. We thank you all for coming to this call. Please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any additional questions or need anything in the future. You have our email distribution list. We will respond as quickly as we can. And we appreciate you all joining us today for this call ahead of the documentary coming out next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.